Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's get the latest on the crew from insider Adam McAlvey. Brought to you by the Law Offices of Thomas Morola. Online at morolalaw.net or call 414-327-5800. This is the only station Brewers fans need. Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Adam McAlvey writing for Brewers.com and MLB.com joins us here on the Wendy's Big Show on a football Friday, but it's a pennant race, so you got to talk Brewers baseball. Pittsburgh Pirates in town, final home series of the year. Adam, Cardinals win again today, and now the Brewers 3.5 back in that division. That division race seems to be quite out of reach now at this point with just 9 to play.
Mathematically, you would think that. It'll be difficult. But, look, weird things happen in this game, right? You've seen it over time, and I think why I wouldn't say that that's done yet is the schedule. There's still, what, 5 more against the Cubs for the Cardinals?
Mm-hmm.
And then they also have the Diamondbacks, who are, I think, without Kettle Marte,
yep,
potentially the rest of the way. But, you know, still a formidable team, and if I'm not mistaken, that series is on the road for St. Louis. So, you know, look, if the Brewers themselves have taught us anything, it's that we shouldn't think that things are over until they're over, because in this game, you know, the story can change in a short period of time.
We were talking about this, yesterday, about the runs that the Brewers made last year versus this year, and as a fan, you know, which one has been more fun for you to follow along or whatever. And last year, they went out and got names, regardless of what they were. But Gio Gonzalez, that's a name.
Yeah.
They got names in August and filled this bullpen up. Right, they got guys. This year, they got a bunch of who to put on this roster, and they're still figuring out a way to do it. So of the who, and who that they added, which one has surprised you the most?
Oh, God, Drew Pomeranz.
Yeah.
Because he has been such a prominent force in what's happened here, in giving Craig Counsell some semblance of what he had last year when it was that three-headed bullpen monster, and that was such a huge thing for them, was not just locking down the end of games, but I think that had a positive impact on the offense, because they knew if they could get an early run and line up the pitching the way they wanted it, they had a really good chance to win. To me, that is one of those things that you can't measure, there's no stat for, but it is a real thing in baseball. A bad bullpen, I think, kills your offense. And a good bullpen, I think, helps your offense. So, you know, look, Drew Pomeranz has been huge. And, you know, he's a big time. I mean, he's not a non-name. He's a name in the game, I think. Maybe he hasn't lived up to the promise of what he was as a first-round pick, however many years ago. But the unknown was that he had just switched to relief with San Francisco. It was 4 outings. There was an uptick in velocity, and credit, you know, this is a scouting story as much as anything. There were, you know, guys that saw him, liked what they saw, made a recommendation, and the Brewers made a trade. And that's kind of a cool part of it, too, is that scouting has been somewhat marginalized in baseball. But here's an example of scouting playing a role in a big deal. And I think it's been a big surprise. And look, if I can throw one more, it's Brent Suter. You know, it's like 12 to 13 innings he's given them that would have to have been covered by someone else. He's pitched in kind of increasingly important spots. They're not going to go back-to-back with him, at least in the month of September, but he's given them some really big outs. And I think that's been another surprise. And to be a good – to make a run like this, you need some surprises. And I think those are the two guys that stand out most to me.
You know, I think that throughout the season, I thought that the manager took Craig Counsell took some heat just throughout the year about some of the things that he was doing. Can now you see the method to his madness? I don't know if he gets enough credit to where they are right now.
He does get credit, And the reason I think he takes heat is they've managed this differently than a lot of us who grew up watching baseball and loving baseball are used to seeing things managed. When I was a kid, we never talked about third time through the order. You know, we talked about having faith in your starter. Mm-hmm. And it was this sense that you had to have faith in your starter. And look, for the big-time guys, that worked. But I think that with data and analytics being so much a part of baseball, just like it's part of every other business, the radio business, our internet publishing business, shipping, you know, whatever it is, decisions are now being based on what history tells us has actually happened. And history has told us that third time through the order is a big-time minefield if you're not talking about Nolan Ryan or Max Scherzer. So if you don't have to send your guy out for the third time through the order, you're wise not to. And if you have enough depth in the organization and it's shuttling guys back and forth from AAA to keep, you know, some enough fresh arms to be able to do this over the long haul, you should do it. And the Brewers did it. And sometimes it led to some ugly games. It led to some ugly losses. It leads to frustration where the games are long and plodding. And a guy who's brought in to replace the starter who is doing well gives it up, and that irritates everybody. But in the long run, they get to a point where they are now where they not just have, you know, they're winning games, but I think they also feel like the guys that they've used to get here are in pretty good shape in terms of how they're throwing the ball, how they're feeling. Craig Council used the example of Chase Anderson, that his velocity has actually ticked up a little bit in September, which you wouldn't expect at the end of a long season. But they feel like they've gotten these players to a good place and a position where the pitching is carrying them. The offense has gone to sleep since Yelich went down, but they're scoring enough and the pitching is holding those leads and they've given themselves a chance. So, yeah, I think Craig Council does deserve some credit, but I also sort of understand why people get uncomfortable with it or upset about it, because it just, it looks different than it used to.
It does look different than it used to, especially because of the small ball that we've seen. Adam McAlvey joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, Wendy's Big Show on the Fannies down at Miller Park, last home series of the year. Adam, they've had to implement some other strategies in scoring runs, and you hit on it. While they have won these games since Christian Yelich has gone out, and timely hitting is the key, the offense has kind of gone silent here, which is a little bit concerning to me going into, I'm looking forward over the Pirates, but next week in Cincinnati, because they put up a lot of runs.
And Colorado to finish the season. That's going to be a big test as well, where you think you're going to need some runs. We are in small sample territory here. And, you know, one of your callers, one of the quick games against the Padres, I was driving home and had the postgame show on, and I thought one of your callers described so perfectly the situation post-Christian Yelich. Because I think the tendency is for everybody to go, oh, my God, they lost their guy, they're done. And if that happens in April, May, June, I agree. When it happens, when it did, the season sort of now is in these little, like, small, almost like series, where they have this homestand, a seven-game homestand. So you think about, okay, let's win this seven-game homestand. Then they go on the six-game road trip, win that road trip. Then maybe a one-game wild card. Then maybe a best of five. And when you think of things in like those, in terms of the small series, Corey Spangenberg can win you a game. Ray Black can win you a game. Trent Grisham, Little League Homer, can win you a game. Like, weird things can happen when you get in small sample territory. I think that you while you'd much rather have Christian Yelich out there, I think everybody very much agrees on that. You can still win games. It's not a death knell, because you don't have to win 90 games without him. You have to win, you know, 5 out of 7 in a stretch, and then another 4 out of 6, and you put yourself in a good position. And that's sort of what they've done. They've done it with kind of a different guy every day, and it's been interesting to watch them continue to win, even though their best player by far is off.
This Brewers team has had fan support for the last several years, obviously, and Brewers on Deck, those tickets went on sale already for January for next year. How has the fan support been from your standpoint covering all these games in Miller Park this year versus, say, last year?
I think it's been similar. I mean, attendance is going to be up by the time it's all said and done. I don't think they're going to crack 3 million this weekend, but they're going to get pretty close. And, you know, I think people are energized by what's happened within the last couple of weeks, and I don't blame them. The hard part from my perspective, and you guys maybe get this too in an audio version, is that you often only hear the complaints.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes things feel very negative, and I'm not sure that that's always what I look at on my social media and what you guys hear via your callers is always representative of, if you polled, you know, the majority of people in the seats, how they feel about, you know, the way this season has gone. Baseball can be very painful. The downs feel like the depths of hell, and the highs feel really, really high. And it, you know, by the end, it evens out for a lot of teams. And he's just kind of got to ride it. And look, they've done what the old cliche is get hot at the right time. And that's, you want to put yourself in this sport, you want to put yourself in a position that a hot streak at the end does something for you. They've still got quite a long ways to go for it to be meaningful, but they've at least put themselves in position for a hot streak to really mean something.
Adam, appreciate it, man. I heard they're closing the roof, so it's probably a good thing that I'm not down there right now because it would be sweaty, and nobody needs that in their life. They need to read you at Brewers.com and MLB.com for the stretch run, though, man. Appreciate it.
All right. See you guys next week.
That's Adam McAlvey joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. If you're looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019, look no further. Call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank, providing simply local common sense lending to your community since 1935.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.